Well, hello and welcome to the Jazz Focus. My name is John Clark and thank you for joining us again. Welcome if it's your first time. Today we're going to be listening to a series of live recordings, or a selection of live recordings, I should say, that were done in May of 1945, and which originated from the Savoy Cafe in Boston on Massachusetts Avenue, right on the Roxbury line. This was a club that did some superb jazz performances, and there are quite a few air shots of different bands from there, Edmund Hall and Bob Wilbur, Jimmy Archie, lots of other groups as well. But the group we're going to be listening to was led by Sidney Bechet. Bechet was born in New Orleans in 1897. He was a prodigy. He pretty much knew how to play a clarinet from the first time he picked it up, and was playing with adult bands when he was just a little boy, really. He never bothered learning how to read music because he never really had to. He had such a tremendous musical memory. He could hear something once and remember it pretty much for the rest of his life. He had a terrific ear. He had a sense of drama in his solos. In fact, he's really the only soloist who could be mentioned in the same breath as Louis Armstrong from the 1920s. And Bechet continued to improve over the years. He gradually switched to soprano saxophone. In fact, that's all we're going to hear him on today, despite the fact that the announcements at the beginning of some of these broadcasts always say he was playing clarinet and soprano. On the broadcasts, he almost never played clarinet, at least not the ones we're going to be hearing. So Bechet went on the road quite early. He went to Europe and the Soviet Union in the late 1910s, early 1920s with Will Marion Cook. He toured the continent. He came back to New York, played a number of sessions with Clarence Williams, did some recordings there. Then he went back to Europe with Noble Sissle after a while, and then came back and did his series of recordings for RCA Victor with the New Orleans Feet Warmers, and then started recording and playing in New York quite extensively in the 1930s and 40s. He saw himself really as more of a swing player, although he never gave up his New Orleans affiliations and was always very quick to include the tunes from the repertoire that he grew up with as well. By the middle 1940s, there was a real desire on the part of the public to learn about early jazz, and various journalists and adventurers, I guess, went down to New Orleans to find some of the earlier musicians, and one of the ones they found was Bunk Johnson, who had been working in the cotton fields. He hadn't played since about 1930 or so. He had an accident, lost some of his teeth, and wasn't able to play, but through the generosity of some jazz fans, he got a new set of teeth and a new trumpet, as they said, and he started playing again, mostly with New Orleans musicians in the early 1940s, people like George Lewis and Jim Robinson and people like that. And Bunk Johnson was not too thrilled with them. He felt they were beneath his abilities, and he wanted to go to New York and play with more contemporary musicians. So about 1944 or so, he was brought to New York by a promoter and paired with Sidney Bechet on an excellent date for Blue Note Records. They played around New York a little bit, and then they secured a date at this establishment we're talking about today, the Savoy Cafe in Boston. And so Bechet and Bunk went up to there and played for, about a month or so, with a band that included the New Orleans bassist Pops Foster and also Ray Parker on piano and George Thompson on drums, just a five-piece band. And this was a venture that was doomed from the start. Bunk Johnson was quite a bit of an alcoholic at this point. He also was used to getting his own way, as was Sidney Bechet, and they locked horns on any number of things. Bechet refused to play clarinet, and Bunk Johnson hated the soprano sax. Bechet could be quite pushy on the bandstand musically, which Bunk did not appreciate. So after about a month, he disappeared and went back to New York and started booking his own bands and at different places, and played for another two or three years in various company. Bechet, however, stayed in Boston to keep going with his residency. He was there for another couple of months. So initially he had the young Boston trumpet player Johnny Windhurst to fill in on trumpet, and that lasted a couple of weeks. But then he brought another New Orleans player named Peter Bocage up to fill the bill. Peter Bocage was born in 1887. He was a Creole from a fairly prominent family in New Orleans. He learned to play violin quite early and never gave up the violin. He doesn't play it here, but he played with Armand Perron's band and quite a few groups in New Orleans. He'd never never really lacked for work. He was an outstanding musician on violin and cornet. He was a good reader. He could improvise. He could play the style of jazz that was coming up in the 1910s and 20s. He led some brass bands, and he was a very busy fellow. So when Bechet brought him up, I think he probably felt that he was going to get co-billing, but Bechet didn't take second stage to anybody, and Bocage later remembered that it was not a pleasant experience. He only stayed about 3 weeks. He was really only going to stay temporarily while he visited his sister, who was visiting New York, or living in New York, rather, and filled in, and he left as soon as he could to go back to New Orleans. But we're going to hear a series of broadcasts. These were done once or twice a week during the band's residence at the Savoy Cafe, and we're going to hear the ones that feature Peter Bocage. So over the course of about 3 weeks, they made a half a dozen broadcasts or so, and we're going to be doing a selection of tunes that really demonstrates the variety of music that a band at this point was playing, even a band that identified as a New Orleans jazz band. We remember that in New Orleans, bands played everything, waltzes and polkas and schottisches and what have you, even with the jazz band instrumentation. So all of these recordings were done between the beginning of May and May 17th, I believe, of 1945. And again, all were recorded, or broadcast rather, as part of the Jazz Nocturne program on WCOP in Boston. And thankfully, we have these broadcasts. So our first set, we're going to start out with just a themeless blues. The blues, themeless blues, was pretty much the theme song of this program, and they usually only played about a chorus or so while the announcer made his announcements, but here they do a whole chorus, and we're going to hear that. Then we're going to go on to a tune called Easy Rider, which was probably the predecessor to the Memphis Blues that W.C. Handy published in 1912 or so, but this is an earlier version, not a blues at all, but a kind of a folk song. Then a pop song from the relatively recent past, about 1930, Jimmy McHugh's song, Exactly Like You. Then a pop song of much more recent vintage. Harry James had a big hit with this song, which was You'll Never Know. Remember, this was during the World War II years. And then we'll finish up that set with a version of the Duke Ellington and Juan Tizol song, Caravan. So quite a variety of tunes in this set, all featuring Peter Bocage on cornet, Sidney Bechet on soprano sax, Ray Parker on piano, Pops Foster on bass, and George Thompson on drums. Thank you.
Now, the title of this tune is called I Wonder Where My Easy Rider's Gone. Or perhaps you know it as just simply Easy Rider. Now present Sidney Bechet and his New Orleans Rhythm Kings. Hiya, jazz fans. This is Bob Brenner speaking to you once again from Boston's hotspot of rhythm, the Savoy Cafe, located at 410 Massachusetts Avenue in Boston. Time now to present our nightly feature, Jazz Nocturne. And from the Savoy, we present 30 minutes of New Orleans-style jazz by Sidney Bechet and his New Orleans Rhythm Kings. For the next half hour, you'll be entertained by Peter Bocage on trumpet, George Thompson drums, Hobbs Foster on bass, Ray Parker at the piano, and of course, Sidney Bechet, clarinet and soprano sax. Jazz Nocturne. Program gets off tonight with a bit of a stomper, a tune called Exactly Like You. style. We're going to hear now, You'll Never Know.
Thank you.
That band was billed as Sidney Bechet and his Rhythm Makers, I think it was, or his Rhythm Kings. Sometimes the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, sometimes just his Rhythm Kings, but Sidney Bechet definitely in charge. We started out on all of these tracks recorded live at the Savoy Cafe from Boston in May of 1945. We started with The Blues, a themeless blues that introduces us very quickly to Peter Bocage, who I think comes off rather well on these recordings. Bechet didn't give him much chance, and he's clearly far away from the microphone a lot of times, but he's holding up his end of the bargain, certainly, and he's not just an old-line New Orleans trumpet player. He could play the leads to these more modern pop tunes and even do a credible jazz solo on Caravan, which we ended up with. He was a real professional musician in every sense of the word. He could fill a lot of bills in New Orleans and elsewhere as well. So between The Blues and Caravan, we heard Easy Rider, I Wonder Where My Easy Rider's Gone, then Exactly Like You, and that slow, dreamy version of that World War II hit, You'll Never Know, and gives you an idea of the breadth of this band and its repertoire. So we're going to go on now and hear a real arrangement of the Vincent Eumann's tune, T for Two. The horns start out trading, along with the piano, on the verse to this tune, which I think is nicer than the chorus. Clearly this was worked out and rehearsed, done very well, and then it goes into a nice dance tempo. I don't know if this club had dancing or not. The building still stands there. It's divided in half. Half of it's a barbershop, and the other half is some kind of a youth center. I got my hair cut one day there and regaled the barbers, who couldn't have cared less about the fact that Sidney Bechet had played here for several months in 1945. But you could sort of get the sense of where the stage was and even the cash register and things like that. So after T for Two, we're going to go to one of the older tunes this band was playing, Some of These Days, which, of course, went back to about 1911, and Shelton Brooks, and they do a good job here. Then an uncharacteristically slow version of a Duke Ellington tune that came to be known as Don't Get Around Much Anymore. Here it's called Never No Lament, its original version, and Bechet really milks the melody as a blues ballad, and Bocage gets some time in on this as well. Then we're going to finish up with the still almost as venerable St. Louis Blues. And this tune was recorded on the May 15th, 1945 broadcast. For some reason, Pops Foster wasn't there that day, if he was sick or whatever, and his place was taken by a trombone player, Brad Gowans, who was a Boston native. Maybe he was just back visiting. He had been in New York playing with Bud Freeman, Eddie Condon, doing arrangements for other groups as well, and his playing fills out the front line, and he introduces some interesting background figures, and this is a very driving version of that tune, the St. Louis Blues. So we're going to just do four tunes in that set, because these do get stretched out a bit since they weren't worried about the 3-minute limit on a record. These were broadcasts of a half an hour each, so they felt comfortable stretching the tunes out, which is to our benefit, listening to these fellows play. So, Sidney Bechet and his Rhythm Kings with Peter Bocage playing T for Two, Some of These Days, Never No Lament, a.k.a. Don't Get Around Much Anymore, and the St. Louis Blues.
Thank you.
that was, again, Sidney Bechet and his Rhythm Kings. Starting out with T for Two, that nifty little arrangement with the trading back and forth in the verse between Bechet's soprano sax, Peter Bocage's trumpet, and Ray Parker's piano. Going into a nice danceable tempo in the chorus. A little bit more up-tempo was Some of These Days, which you can bet was being played in New Orleans in the 1910s. Then that Don't Get Around Much Anymore variation, or I should say the original version of that, called Never No Lament, a much slower version than we're used to hearing, featuring Bechet and some good notes by Bocage as well. Then St. Louis Blues from that May 15th broadcast, where Pops Foster was not available and they brought in Brad Gowans on trombone, valve trombone actually. We get to hear some good riffing in the background of those solos. Peter Bocage clearly knew his Louis Armstrong solos from various recordings, and he was quoting him on the out chorus of that. I should also mention on all the other tunes, Pops Foster was on bass and George Thompson was on drums. And again, this was a band that was broadcasting about twice a week. I think it was Tuesday and Thursday for a half an hour each time on WCOP out of Boston with Bob Bremer was the announcer. So this was a long-standing radio program from the Savoy that we also hear have broadcasts, as I said, of the Edmund Hall groups, Bob Wilbur, Jimmy Archie. I think we have some Ruby Braff and possibly some Pee Wee Russell things from there as well. So we're going to do one more set. This is probably about half to maybe a third of all of the material that was on these half a dozen broadcasts or so in the 3 weeks that Peter Bocage was part of this group. We're going to do one that, in fact, features him. The announcer will tell you about that. This is Art Castle's 1920s tune, The Sobbin Blues. Gets off to a little rocky start, but it redeems itself all the way from the first chorus or so. Then a feature for the piano player, Roy Parker, doing a boogie-woogie, standard boogie-woogie performance. Then two tunes beloved by jazz bands even then from the 1920s, the Billy Higgins tune, There'll Be Some Changes Made. And then from that broadcast that had Brad Gowans on trombone, we will hear the Gershwins' I Got Rhythm. So this will be an energetic set coming up with Sidney Bechet and his Rhythm Kings featuring Peter Bocage. Sobbin' Blues, boogie-woogie, There'll Be Some Changes Made, and I Got Rhythm.
And now here comes an old New Orleans blues number making a reappearance on our broadcast. We believe this number was heard on our very first broadcast from the Savoy. Only this time it features Peter Bocage, that old New Orleans man on trumpet. So let's listen now to Sobbin' Blues. Thank you. So here's some Boogie Woogie featuring the piano genius of Ray Parker. Thank you. jazz fans. We have presented for the past half hour our lightly featured jazz nocturne, which came to you tonight from the Savoy Cafe, Boston's hotspot of rhythm, at 410 Massachusetts Avenue in Boston.
So there we have it from the Savoy Cafe in Boston. In May of 1945, Sidney Bechet and his New Orleans Rhythm Kings, or some variation on that title, featuring Peter Bocage on trumpet, Bechet on soprano sax, sometimes Brad Gowans on valve trombone, Ray Parker on piano, Pops Foster on bass, and George Thompson on drums. We started out that set with the Sobbin' Blues, good feature for Peter Bocage, then Boogie Woogie, which was a feature for the piano player, but the other two horn players came in and did noble work as well, then a driving version of There'll Be Some Changes Made, and a very hot version of I Got Rhythm. So thank you very much for joining us. Hope you've enjoyed this program. Some music you don't get to hear very often. These were all done on the Jazz Nocturne program that, as I said, was about every 2 weeks or so during that period. They were released on Jazz Crusade, a series of CDs that came out in the 1990s, I think, and into the early 2000s of many of these broadcasts. So you've been listening to the Jazz Focus. My name is John Clark, and we are delighted that you are here. If you'd like to be a member of the family and help us out and support us on a sustaining basis or a one-time basis, we'd love to have you be part of our family. And hit that little button wherever it is, and feel free to contact us on our social media, which is my band name, WolverineJazzBand.net, and the Wolverine Jazz Band on Facebook and Instagram. So thank you very much, and I'll see you on the other side.